Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Everett here, and I've got in our studio right now Mr. Walter Pierce here from Levin Rinke Realty. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I'm glad you guys are here. So let's talk about your world, because as we were just discussing, you got a lot of things changing in the real estate world, don't you?
We do have a lot of things. And Keith, this is such a cool show. I mean, highlighting businesses in Pensacola means that we sell more houses, because the more business we can bring to Pensacola and the more business we can do, the more people buy homes. And homes, you know.
Homes are the heart for you, huh?
Sure.
It's the bread and butter.
Right.
Yeah. But that's not all that you've done.
We do a lot of development. We do a lot of commercial real estate. We do a lot of land, restaurant sites. Everything's based around the home.
Sure.
Residential real estate is going to be the front leader.
Yeah.
And then commercial is going to follow that.
Yeah. So I had asked you about some of the drone stuff I've been seeing, but you were saying there's a lot of, everything has to be, were you saying searchable, or what was the term you used?
Yeah. So we were jumping onto the websites and you were looking for the drone stuff, and the drone stuff is super cool and very catchy. So a lot of people are going onto their phones and they're looking at the drone footage, but they really want to be able to search for prices. They want to be able to search for answers. They want to know what their taxes are going to be, what the inside of a house looks like. They want to know what the pictures are, what the land looks like. And that's where mobiles really come in to fruition. Everybody's being able to check and search. So whether it's WalterPierce.com or Zillow.com, everybody's going to these websites. And if you're not going there, they're coming to you, and they're just popping up on your screen, and you're starting to search. So a lot of times you're seeing some of the data's old, some of the data's new, so you got to call somebody and find out what's for real.
Yeah.
So that's where we come in. So,
out of all of those sites, what have you found to be the most helpful out of any of those apps other than your own? Right?
Honestly, you know, you've got so many different generations looking at these websites. Mm-hmm. Most people are smart enough to put it all together and then to find somebody that can translate it for them.
Sure.
They're going to do their own research. We're past the days where you call up, make an appointment and say, we want to start looking for real estate. People are going to start looking 30
long
days out,
they call you,
a year out. They're always hunting for that new kitchen or whatever they're looking for.
Yeah.
So we come in and help them put it all together, but they're doing their research. So it doesn't really matter which site you go to. It's just you've got to have a reliable source to fact check what you're seeing online.
Right.
So if you see it on Facebook or Zillow, or it doesn't really matter. The real up-to-date websites are going to have probably Realtor.com or some franchise, or you know, even our site is current up to the 15-minute mark. So if something sells, you know, we're going to take it off.
Right. Whereas
some of the bigger sites, they don't have to do that.
Yeah, it just sits. So it's a whole new definition, too. I've got some real nice waterfront property for you. You got to figure out which waterfront it is.
Well, you do. But the good thing is our buyers today are smart enough.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So let's go from the seller side. So I want to sell my house. What, other than it being a nice or a good house, or what are those things that make my house more marketable than the next guy?
So it's three things: price, condition, location.
Yeah.
All right. What you do is you hire a realtor like WalterPierce.com to get you the exposure. You figure that your buyer is probably going to be in the biggest and largest pool of buyers coming.
Right.
No matter what your price range is. You got 84 million millennials coming. They're going to be wanting to buy real estate, and they're not necessarily going to drive down your street. They're going to want to see it on our website. They're going to want to see it pop up on their phone in some of their searches. So you've got to have somebody that's really good at getting that data out in front of people.
And let's face it, in these technology days, it's not just putting a picture on Facebook. It's not just putting it on an MLS anymore.
Or praying or putting up a sign. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a combination. And it's not that hard, but we actually have a really good, what we call the ultimate exposure plan. So we can put that together for you, show you what we're going to do, and lay it out, get it out there.
Across multiple platforms these days, because like you were saying, everybody's got a site, and you can look on so many different things.
You can. And it's got to be able to go to that phone.
Yeah. Responsive, I think, is the way that's in that term, in that technology world.
It is. And the greatest thing is, used to be, when I started this, not everybody had an email address.
Yeah, right?
But now, I mean...
Or an answering machine.
Well, they had an answering machine, but they never checked it.
Yeah,
right?
No, you're not that old. I'm just messing with you.
But now, you know, people just want that information to go straight to their phones.
Yeah.
So it's any age, it's any platform, it's got to be able to go get straight to the person.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the other stuff that you've done, because, you know, I think we were saying one of the things that makes you a little bit more unique is that even though you have 26 years of experience, it's been in different areas of this, so whether it's been development or commercial. So talk to me about that a little bit and how that sort of helps really mold a better experience.
Well, what I've tried to do is sell enough property in enough different areas of Pensacola and Gulf Breeze in order to get the exposure experience to bring those properties, merchandise them, as well as market them. You were asking me a minute ago, you know, if you're going to sell your house, what do you got to do? You got to merchandise it. You got to prepare it, as well as the entire marketing factors and file. You got to fill it up, but you got to put all that together. So what we've done is a lot of land, farms, waterfront lots. And when it comes to waterfront, I'm a waterfront specialist. So what that means is some people want just a view. Some people have a boat that needs to be able to have a deep water access. And they want to be able to have access all the way to the Gulf. Some people just want to be able to fish right off their dock.
Yeah.
They don't care about a boat. Some people want to sit in town and look at the water from up high.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Well, and it's got to be, it's such a different world buying a house on a beach compared to even just in Gulf Breeze, or and especially in Pensacola.
Very different. If you're on an island, a whole other set of hoops to jump through.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Exactly. If you're like me, you love the beach, man. If you can be out there 24/7, I'm game. So.
Oh yeah. So that brings us to the other thing. So we were saying, I just telling you, we sell land, houses, etc. Mm-hmm. And then of course the whole gamut of lifestyle, so that you can have fun things to do in your backyard.
Yeah.
And Pensacola is one of the best cities to do that.
I agree.
We have be able to buy real estate and then work and play right around your house.
So yeah.
It's great.
Then school zones and all that good stuff comes into play too. So, I mean, you have plenty to choose from here. Do you know how many houses are roughly on the market right now?
I do. It's funny you should ask. We have 2,560 properties listed.
Wow.
Just to put that into perspective, when Hurricane Ivan hit, we had 1,500.
Yeah.
That dwindled down a little bit after the hurricane and people started buying anything that was vacant, and then anything that had been washed away. So we were closer to 1,000, but now we're at 2,500, which after 5 or 6 years, we finally started building again.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got some houses that have 60 houses under construction. I'm just some neighborhoods.
Sure.
You know, in Escambia as well as Santa Rosa.
So a lot of that's new growth as opposed to just people moving out. And
totally new growth.
That's awesome.
For the first time, the home builders are actually back in business.
Yeah.
Really building strong. And they had to take about a 5-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Even in 08, 09, 010, when we were selling houses, brand new houses, new construction, the average house was 48 months old when we were getting a buyer in
there. Right, right. And now they're bought before they're even done built.
Now they're waiting to get inside.
Yeah, so it's back to sort of the economic model that everybody likes.
We're back in the right direction. We're not building too fast.
Yeah.
But we're back in the right direction, so it's a healthy time to buy.
What are you guys seeing on the commercial side?
In Santa Rosa County, I was just looking at the numbers the other day, and they've got about 29 projects that they approved last year. And so that's all the way from Navarre to Milton.
Yeah.
A lot of that's restaurants. A lot of that's just redos.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a strong commercial market. And then Escambia County is also strong, but more roads and redos.
Yeah, some of the infrastructure is getting a whole lot done to it now.
Well, the beautiful thing about the infrastructure is Florida finally just approved $750 million worth of road construction for our area and funded it. So we're actually going to have some really nice ways to get around.
And, you know, I was at one of our chamber meetings the other day, too, and I was really impressed. I think they had Southern Light and Fiber, but they were talking about some of the infrastructure that has been here that was laid a long time ago that is now finally ready to start being used to its capacity because of that project and the money and the rebuilding of the roads and some of these new buildings and technical things that are coming in. So
yeah, we have a lot of fiber optics.
Yeah.
And it's really good high grade stuff.
It's,
and there's
it's
a security
like nano
issue,
class.
So, yeah, they don't one of the reasons they laid it is because they don't really want people to know where it is because there's a security issue.
Sure.
But we have a lot of it and it's very handy.
Yeah. And it's not even like 1% isn't even being tapped or something.
No,
so
no.
this could turn out being really cool.
Right.
We could
right.
make Disney here if you wanted to. Like lighted streets and stuff.
Well, so. At least we could send pictures back and forth.
Yeah,
really quick.
Exactly. Yeah. Really quick. So what's next for you? What are you working on now?
I think basically we're just getting a little bit better at marketing properties. So it's going into a lot more video and they've been saying video for 10 years, but now we could do live streaming while we're showing properties.
Yep.
While we're might have part of the family in town or part of the family out of town, mm-hmm. we're showing properties, a lot of stuff. We're doing that online. You know, you've got all kind of cool apps that you can do on your phone. Periscope's taken off. All your social yep. media apps have just gotten a reboot this week. So
yeah.
they're all almost live video.
Yep. Yeah.
And so we're doing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of people that want somebody to look at the house for them before they buy it because they're not here. So you get a lot of... a lot more pictures and a lot more detail people want to look at when they're not here.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I've noticed too, and that's probably just because I'm in the business world so much, but there's a lot of businesses booming here, starting to really take off. There's a lot of new entrepreneurial stuff that's starting to come out of the Center for Innovation, the Innovation Institute here in our building. And then I've noticed that, like you were saying with the commercial properties, there's space for growth.
There are actually employers that are working on that. A lot of cool stuff happening in education. You look
yeah.
to Quinn Studer, what he's doing for education, it's getting everybody thinking about it. He's spent a lot of money on that. You got Navy Federals that are hiring.
They're expanding
everybody
again.
that wants to be hired, and
yeah.
that's something that Pensacola's like prayed for eons and decades.
Yeah.
So now we have it. So we got to thank them. I really appreciate that. It helps us sell houses, and it actually adds value to your real estate.
Sure.
You have.
Sure. Regardless of somewhat where it is, it kind of raises all the boats, doesn't it?
It does. It
yeah.
does. Yeah.
So what's the biggest one you got right now?
Well, before we go into the big properties, because I got a list of those, I wanted to talk about smart homes.
Okay.
I guess it's since the early 84, 85 era. You know, the home builders decided to call it a smart home. There mm-hmm. was always been trying to put technologies in homes since 1939,
yeah.
World's Fair. But
yeah.
now we actually have some real smartphone technology where you can control your home or your home can control you
yep. yeah.
from anywhere in the world. And what that's going to do is actually put a lot of products online, a lot of homes online. And when I say a lot of products, we're talking a billion products. That would be able to talk to your phone.
Yeah, integrate some
control.
Way.
Yeah.
yeah. So, and you always see the commercials. So you've got the security guy, the automatic locks. And you've got the one, I love the one that like shuts the whole house down, turns the sink off, turns the phone off, stops the dishwasher, you know, the hose is running out back from the kids
right.
running around. It shuts all this stuff off. And
like when we were kids, we would just go around shutting stuff off.
Yeah. 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 But now you can just do it, which, man, I tell you what, I need it because my kids, they leave the lights on everywhere.
No, they don't.
yeah. Even when I tell them to.
No, they
so,
don't.
So, but I can imagine now that, you know, all this stuff used to be sort of an add-in later, but a lot of this new construction, I mean, it's just hardwired into the house.
It is. In fact, it's funny you should say hardwired because a lot of it is still hardwire technology. Some of it's Wi-Fi, but they have about 10 different mechanisms for integrating that into the construction.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is still hardwire.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that a lot of it is, like you said, there's over a billion products. So some of these products now that, so you put a new faucet in an old house, you can have that ability to have it turn off.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
If not, then you patent it, you need to call me.
At least change it from cold water to hot water.
Yeah.
You know, but one of the things you're looking at is the just sheer numbers and the growth of it. You got about a quarter of a billion products now that are online. So you've got your little Wi-Fi stuff and your maybe some TVs that are online mm-hmm. and some thermostats, but that's going to triple this calendar year. So by 2017, it's going to be over a billion products. So whether it's a light bulb that's on Wi-Fi or whether it's your alarm system that's going to be connected to your phone. We're talking a tripling of how smart your house could be by the end of next year.
It's kind of cool. And then I think, you remember the movie Maximum Overdrive? No? It was an old Stephen King book that they brought to movie where all the machines take over.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got your big data. But that's kind of cool when you can figure out when people are searching for homes.
Yeah.
And they can go into a market and say, well, look, the average person with three or four people in a family is spending this on power. They're spending this many hours in their home.
Yeah.
And when you can show a lifestyle trend where most people in Pensacola actually spend more hours outside than inside, then you've got a whole nother set of metrics for selling real estate.
Yeah. Well, and measuring some quality of life here in the community, which for those that live here, we already know is freaking through the roof. So, you know, to be able to sort of back that up, I guess. It's a huge power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what's the big ones you're working on? Because
we have, and I'm glad you asked, we have a new set of towers going out at Portofino. So we just did our launch this month.
How many out there? There's three out there now, right?
So we did three projects. We did five towers at Portofino. We did our beach club project all in the last decade.
Right.
And then we did our verandas project. So the newest construction that we've done out there, and we've been building on the island for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Then we're doing tower 6 and 7. We just launched that that project, and it's scheduled to come online, say, around 2020 to 2022, because we're going to stagger the towers.
Sure.
So that's 234 units that are left on the whole island. So you got a 26-mile barrier island with the lowest density beaches on the Gulf Coast, because you can only have 4,000 units.
Yeah.
So we got the last 234 permits, and we'll sell those out and build those over the next 3.5 to 5.5 years.
Yeah.
The cool
they're not
thing,
small towers. They take a minute.
Yeah. So the cool thing is that the actual lifestyle that you mentioned and the amenity package that we're putting in there is going to be somewhat larger than what we have.
Yeah.
Everything from sexy pool decks to a convention type center space so that we can do the smaller meetings.
Yeah,
and
very cool.
We'll have the rental income on what we already have.
Sure.
Well, most people are asking us, well, what is that going to do the value of the condos we have? Because we have 765 on site.
Right.
And then we add 234 more. Most of what we're finding is our buyers want to actually have a place to live on the island. So we're actually looking at building the larger, maybe 3 bedrooms, 2,300 square foot up with a lockout. So you can have a 2-bedroom home with a 3rd bedroom that you could actually lock out. Now, I wouldn't have a kitchen maybe, but it would have bedroom, bathroom, living area with its own covered patio.
So you've got a guest suite or something you can rent out during the summer to your friends or family or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus, if we have the smaller conferences, it's a game changer. So all during the weekends, every weekend, Pensacola Beach, you can rent anything.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to take the shoulder season. So that'll be able to double or triple your income.
Yeah.
And the lifestyle.
Yeah. Which is really cool because let's face it, it's hard enough to get a room already. I mean, they're booked. Every room's booked already through the summer from what I understand. So to add some more units, you know, and honestly, without having to develop so much more further down the beach, I mean, because you guys are building up. So to me, that's a win. You can add some units. You know, you're far enough down the beach, you're not blocking anything and all that, but you're also not having to expand way, way down. Because you guys are right up to the seashore.
And the key is building up. We've got 4 stories of parking under the tower. So therefore, your first living level is on the 5th floor.
Yeah.
So you've got all that protection.
You already got water view.
you've got water view, but you've got all that protection.
Yeah.
So that makes our insurance so much cheaper. And people always ask me, well, is it cheaper to live in a condo or is it cheaper to live in a house? But if you look at the true numbers, Portofino has solved that issue. It makes it a non-question. You've got that protection, all the insurance and everything is included.
Yeah, just concrete that gets wet at this point, right?
Just the outside of it, right?
Yeah, so, well, very cool. Well, Walter, let's tell everybody where they can get some information and send them to do some business.
Definitely check out walterpierce.com or just text me at 850-434-9444.
Did we miss anything?
Follow us on Twitter, all that good stuff. But anyways, if you want to sell your house or find out what it's worth, what it would sell for, I'm your guy. We can give you market data And even if you're going to be transferred or retiring in, say, 2 to 3 years, you just want to make sure you find the best time to sell that property, call me, WalterPierce.com, and we can make it sold.
Awesome. There you go. That's it.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming in with us today, man, and hanging out.
Oh, you are welcome.
I'm excited.
This is a fancy place you got here.
I'll take the invitation to tour the new units.
Yeah, definitely come
Not
out.
Not that I can afford them, but it'll be fun
you
to go tour it.
Definitely need to come out and see it. It's amazing.
Awesome. Okay, you guys, well, this has been Pensacola Business Radio. You guys can find us at Pecola Radio on Twitter. You guys can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, Walter, thanks for coming in this afternoon. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.